The federal government has cancelled the visa of an outspoken Palestinian activist on the eve of his Australian speaking tour due to fears that people may react adversely to the human rights campaigner's message. The activist, Bassem Tamimi, is a vocal opponent of Israeli settlement on the West Bank. Mr. Tamimi's visa was granted on the 4th of April and revoked the following day. He said he was disappointed in the decision and described the choice to deny his entry to Australia as a limit on free speech. Tom Allinson has more.
Almost every week, Mr. Bassem Tamimi and the West Bank villagers of Nabi Saleh protest against Israeli settlers illegally occupying their land. And quite often, the Israeli military protecting the settlers respond with tear gas, rubber bullets, and arrest. Bassem Tamimi was due to come to Australia this week on a speaking tour, but on the eve of his flight, his visa was cancelled. Tour organiser Vashti Kenway says his visit would have been important.
Nabi Saleh has been the site of much Palestinian resistance to Israeli occupation since the 1980s. In more recent years, since the middle of the 2000s, the whole community there has been engaged in a struggle against the illegal settlement building on their land, and also in a battle around protecting the water rights. So there's an aquifer that exists close to the town that is meant to support the local town, and much of that water is now being siphoned off away from the town and towards the illegal settlement, which is quite close by.
Bassem Tamimi has been demonstrating since the late 80s. Amnesty International call him a prisoner of conscience, and the EU's Catherine Ashton has described him as a human rights defender.
Bassem in particular has been arrested over 10 times. He's always maintained that the struggle in the West Bank is peaceful and non-violent. He was arrested a number of years ago and accused of inciting youth to throw stones, and was put in jail for a number of years. During that time, he reported that he had been abused, bashed, tortured, and this was not a new experience for him. Indeed, in the late 1990s, he was so badly tortured in prison that he almost died.
Tamimi's visa was cancelled by the Department of Immigration on the grounds he might disturb public order. The department issued a statement saying that while they supported freedom of speech, that freedom involves a responsibility to avoid vilifying, inciting discord, or being a danger to the Australian community. But activists say the decision is political.
So, in my opinion, it seems that there has been pressure which has been brought to bear on the Department of Immigration and Border Protection, and ultimately that Peter Dutton has chosen to side with those who do not want to support the rights of Palestinians to have their voices heard in Australia. I could only speculate about where I think that pressure is coming from, but I would assume that it's coming from the various forces in Australia that are more sympathetic to Israel's right to occupy Palestinian land than Palestinians' right to defend their ownership of that land.
Australian Palestinian groups will challenge the decision. Kevin Borum is a lecturer in international law at the Australian National University.
The grounds would be that the minister's judgment about the good order of the Australian community is not accurate, that to me wouldn't pose a threat to order. All he wanted to do was to talk to groups. He wouldn't be responsible for stirring up antagonisms in the Australian community.
The case could not be fought on the basis of freedom of speech.
It would probably not be successful to use the grounds of freedom of expression, because they're not part of Australian law, regrettably. So the representations would have to be along the lines that I've mentioned, that the judgment that Tamimi would pose a threat to good order was not accurate, and so he should be allowed to come to Australia. However, the minister's powers really are quite broad, and so that might not be successful. There have been appeals to the courts in cases like this, so it's certainly possible, but the broad grounds do make it difficult to succeed.
And if that's not inconsistent with international human rights law, then it at least exposes a glaring hole in Australia's individuals' rights to freedom of expression.
There are two issues with regard to freedom of expression. We have an obligation under the international human rights law to support freedom of expression and opinion. Unfortunately, though, that's not a part of Australian law, as we don't have a Human Rights Act which would incorporate those particular rights. So there's no way that they can be applied in Australian law. There's also an implied freedom of political communication in the Constitution, but that's just a limitation on the legislative powers of the Commonwealth Parliament. It doesn't provide any grounds for an individual to claim that his or her freedom of political communication has been infringed.
And in the context of recent parliamentary debates around freedom of speech in Australia, the irony is not lost on Vashti Kenway.
To ban one particular viewpoint at the self-same time as they're declaring the rights of anyone to express any kind of bigoted view in Australia that they so choose kind of raises the question about the hypocrisy of the government around the questions of freedom of speech in my mind.
Vashti Kenway, speaking tour organiser, ending that report by Tom Allinson.